Eureka is on its way to approving new regulations protecting its trademark gulch areas over the objections of some property owners. At its June 17th meeting, the City Council voted to introduce a new Gulch Greenway ordinance. Two council members, Scott Bauer and Mario Fernandez, recused themselves, along with Mayor Kim Burgell, due to living within or near affected areas. The ordinance aligns with the city's general plan and state law. But the majority of those who spoke during a lengthy public comment period said the ordinance is too broad, unnecessary, and will be burdensome to comply with. Several said the city should focus on preventing homeless people from living in the gulches, describing that as having greater impact than development. Development Services Director Kristen Kenyon cited a general plan policy that the ordinance implements.
This ordinance helps implement a variety of general plan policies, including policy NR 2.2, which specifically calls on the city to adopt Gulch Greenway preservation and management guidelines that identify and protect sensitive species habitat and the hydrologic capacity of Eureka's gulches and greenways. Our general plan looks forward till 2040, and it was adopted along with an environmental impact report that analyzed city population growth through 2040, and it relied on implementation of these policies for a finding of no significant impact of planned growth on wildlife movement, riparian habitat, sensitive species, and biological resources.
Kenyon's presentation also included a summary of a 2022 survey that showed 75% of respondents said they find fish and wildlife habitat and passage value to be the highest benefit of the Greenway Gulches. Another important survey takeaway is that 83% named illegal dumping and encampments as the most concerning threat to greenways. The ordinance designates a Gulch Greenway Overlay Zone that includes 1,697 parcels. The zone is described as, quote, a screening tool triggering site-specific evaluation when development is proposed. Gulch Greenway Management Areas apply to portions of parcels within 50 feet of greenway riparian areas and 100 feet from wetlands, and introduce new permitting requirements. During the public comment period, most of the residents who spoke described the ordinance as bureaucratic overreach, including Pine Hill resident Bill Barnum.
Your citizens are not going to understand it if they read it. In my career for 43 years, I never had one person come in and ask me to interpret the Eureka Municipal Code. It's not going to be read. It's going to be violated. Then we set up all those parcels for exposure to violation claims by the city staff based on LIDAR. It just isn't a respectful ordinance. Had a lot more to say. Point this out to you. Eureka is 10.7% smaller in its population today than in 1960. We're shrinking. The average house in Eureka is older than I am, and I'm 71. It's disrespectful to the people of this city to be put under this level of regulation when we all would like you, the city council, to regulate the homeless problem, which does affect the gulches and greenways. Thank you.
Representatives of state and federal environmental agencies vouched for the ordinance, saying it will protect greenways and their benefits of reducing erosion, filtering pollutants, and soaking up stormwater. The three voting council members supported the ordinance, although council member Rene Contreras-Deloach questioned its necessity. Council member Leslie Castellano said the legacy of development shows that the ordinance is necessary.
There are many ways of addressing development. If you're still interested in development, you know, this isn't a hard no. You know, this is a way of saying, well, let's then, if you're going to develop, deeply consider the environmental impacts of that development. And I think that's a good thing. You know, we're here on City Council to think about the good of this community for now and for, you know, many years into the future. And I do care deeply about the well-being of folks who are stewarding their land, but also the community, the environment as a whole, and that we are part of a larger and interconnected ecosystem in which we do have a responsibility.
Introduction of the ordinance was unanimously approved. Also approved was introduction of an associated ordinance that updates city codes on tree removal, landscaping, and grading. The ordinances will return to council for final approvals. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.